So let's review. Our share begins with the Mishnah at the bottom of the previous daf. Zok the Mishnah, Hamoitzi hoitzolis al nichsi ishtei. If a man spent money on his wife's nichsi milug, and they then got divorced, hoitzi harbe v'ochel kima, kima v'ochel harbe, masha hoitzi hoitzi u'masha ochel ochel. Doesn't matter how much he spent and how much he benefited. He's not entitled to any payment, and neither is his wife. Rather, she just takes the nichsi milug as is. This is the arrangement that the husband maintains the properties and in exchange receives the benefits. The Mishnah continues, Haitzi b'lo achol, yishava kama haitzi b'yito. If, however, the husband only spent money but did not benefit from the nichsi milug at all, he makes a shvua and is compensated for what he spent. Regarding this halacha of yishava kama haitzi b'yito, the Gemara elaborates, Amravasi, v'hushi yeshvach k'neger oitzo. He is compensated for his expenses only if there was an increase in value of the field equal to the amount he spent. And there are two explanations as to what Ravasi means to exclude. Abaye says, She'imo yishvach yeser al hoitza, noitulas hoitza b'lo yishvua. That if the increase in value is greater than the amount he spent, he is compensated for his expenses even without a shvua. Rava says, She'im hoisa hoitza yisera al hashevach, that if the expenses were greater than the increase in value, he is compensated only up to the amount of the increase in value and only with a shvua. The Gemara presents a related din. Baal shehayrid arisin tachtav. If the husband brought in sharecroppers to work the fields and he ate from the payers, and then divorced his wife. The Mishnah taught that in this case, she takes her field and the husband does not receive anything. However, do the arisen have a claim against the wife to be compensated for their work? It depends. If the husband is himself an aris, they do not get paid, because she did not need them, since her husband would have done the work. If the husband is not an aris, they do get paid, just like they would get paid even if they did the work without being asked, as the Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia teaches. Hayerid l'teich sedei chaverib v'nita sholei b'shos, shemaloi v'yodei al tachtoina. The Gemara proceeds to teach a related din. Baal shemocher karka leperis loy osa b'likol. If a husband sells his rights to the payers, the sale is not valid. There's a machlokes as to the reason. Abaye says cheshina shemetachsef. We're concerned that the buyer will not take good care and deplete the field. Rava says mishum revach beisa. The husband gets the rights to the payers in order that the family should have a steady source of income. However, if he sells this right, there will no longer be this steady source of income. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Shemeres yavim shenafla nuchasim, moidim bishamu besil shemecheres v'nesenes v'kayim. If Yavam inherits properties, everybody agrees that if she sells them, the sale is valid and the properties don't belong to the Yavam. The reason for this is that the Yavama won't necessarily end up marrying the Yavam. Mesa, mayasu b'ksubasa. Ubin nuchasim hanechnasim v'hayitz nima. If the Yavama dies, then there is a question whether she is considered like the wife of the Yavam, and he inherits her, or whether she is not considered like his wife, and her family inherits her. Therefore, we have a question regarding the following three categories of her possessions. The money written in her ksuba, the nichsi tzar basel written in her ksuba, the nichsi milug. B'sham e'aymim yachalku yershi habal amir sha'av. Rashi points out that the Gemara in Yavama Stafel HaMachesim base explains the Bishame hold, the money of the Ksuba remains Becheskasin with the Yershabal, the Nichsi Tzern Basel remain Becheskasin. Rashi says that there is a Machlekes in Baba Basra Daf Kufnun Ches, if this refers to Yershabal or to Yershav, and the Nichsi Malog are divided by the Yershabal v'Yershav. Besil Emrim, Nachasin Becheskasin, V'Ksuba Becheskas Yershabal, Nachasim anachnasim ayitznima becheskes yershav. The term barzel, the nechsi term barzel remain becheskasin. Rashi says that there is a machlekes in Baba Basra Daf Kufnun Ches if this refers to yershabal or to yershav. The money in the ksuba remains becheskasin with the yershabal. The nechsim alug remain becheskasin with the yershav. The Mishnah continues to discuss what is done with the possessions of the first husband of the Yavama. The issue is that the Yavam inherits all of his brother's possessions and he only has to pay the ksuba of the Yavama from those possessions and not from his own. The Chacham wanted to ensure that those possessions remain easily available for the ksuba of the Yavama. Therefore, the Yavam is not allowed to sell these possessions. The Mishnah teaches what part of the husband's estate is meshubah to the ksuba. The guidelines are similar to nechsim iluk. Hiniach achiv mois, yilokach ben karka, v'hu eichel peris. Peris hatzlusha min hakarka, yilokach ben karka, v'hu eichel peris. Hamachabarim bekarka, amir meir, shaman oisin kamahein yafim beperis, v'kamahein yafim beloi peris, v'hamoisir yilokach ben karka, v'hu eichel peris. Remeir holds that if the brother owned karka, or metalin such as money or detached produce, they are all meshubah to the ksuba. Therefore, metalin are used to buy land in order to secure the Yavam's ksuba, and the Yavam gets the peris. The Gemara later explains that it should say shalah. The Chacham hold that only the karka of the brother is meshubah to the ksuba. However, hatalushin min hakarka, metalin such as money and detached produce, are not meshubah to the ksuba. Therefore, kadam hu zacha, kadmihi yilakim ben karka voichel peris. Only if she took hold of them as payment for her ksuba while her first husband was alive, do they become meshubah to her ksuba. The Mishnah continues, knasa harei ki ishto l'chol davar, b'vad shtei ksubasa al nechse bayal harishon. After yibum, she is considered his wife in every respect, except that she can only collect her ksuba from her first husband's possessions. The Mishnah continues, lo yirma la harei ksubasayich menachas al ha-shocham, el kol nechasev acharein ksubasa. The Yavam may not tell the Yavama that he's designating a certain property for ksuba and selling the rest of the properties that he inherited from his brother. And so to any person should not do this either, because this may lead his wife to think that he's planning to divorce her. The Mishnah concludes, Girsha ein lo el ksuba. If he divorces her, the Yavam is allowed to sell the possessions of his brother, and he only has to pay her the ksuba. Hechzira hareka kol anashim ve'ein lo el ksuba belvat. If the Yavam divorced the Yavama and did not pay her ksuba, and then he remarried her, she is only entitled to her original ksuba. This is also the din by any man who divorces his wife and then remarries her without having first paid the ksuba.